This ain't the first time Wild Adriatic is back. Hey, I've got Mateo.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
All right, dude, what is going on? Where you guys been? What have you been doing?
We've been holed up in the woods finishing a record with no electricity, no heat, just instruments.
Was this like, were you guys like monastic or something out there?
Yes, yes. It was long days. Up at 2 a.m. every day for a group meditation, and then we could start on the record. Yeah, it's been tough. Travis is really, really keeping us in line.
Oh, that's good. Good for him. You guys need to be kept in line, right?
We do. We do. We've been having a great time being back playing shows, and it's just good to be back on the air and good to have a new record out finally.
Yeah. So tell me about this record. Where did it come from?
We actually started recording it in the pandemic. We holed up and got a studio apartment in Lake George, had our little pod for a couple weeks. And then started to try to play shows again a little bit in 2021. And then we decided we weren't gonna anymore. So we took some time off and thought maybe we'll never release the record. And we were wrong. Here it is. We started playing shows again. We got a record out. We're doing it.
So let's talk about that pause you took. What was going on there?
You know, you've been on the road for 10 years, playing 250 shows a year. You don't get to be home a lot. You don't get to take care of your physical health, your mental health. Your relationships suffer. For us, that caught up to us. You know, I needed to get sober, and we had to deal with some physical health stuff as well. That was a forced stop. We also needed to, like, fall back in love with playing music together again just because it's fun to do and we love doing it, not because we need to go play a Monday in Des Moines to keep the lights on.
We're backstage at Cafe Lena. Mateo from Wild Adriatic's with me. The new self-titled album is out. Wow, so cool. What a great record you guys have made. It's awesome. The pandemic, did that sort of give you that reset moment that just sort of told you guys, hey, whoa, we need to take a moment?
Yeah, I mean, when you're doing anything that much, it's like swimming underwater.
Because you weren't paying attention, right?
Yeah, we just didn't pop up and check on ourselves, check on, you know, even the state of the business at a certain point. You're just like kind of going to the next show.
Yeah.
So it was a mandatory pop-up, and I'm so grateful for it.
Had you finished the album, essentially, and then that pause happened?
We had recorded like 80% of it. Uh-huh. It was like needed some vocal stuff. Yeah, Travis just was able to open up the sessions and do a little bit of work, record some vocals, and then start mixing and mastering it. Yeah, Travis, I think, has probably put in well over a couple hundred hours on mixing and mastering just to get it to sound, you know, cohesive. We really had 16 songs that we recorded for this, so we also had to narrow it down and do that whole fun process of song selection.
Tell me about that song selection. How do you decide that something is worth hitting the record? Is that a hard decision?
It is a hard decision because everyone has, like, it weights their song choices differently. For me, lyrical content and badass riffage are two things that are kind of mandatory. And for other people, you know, they like some more of the soul stuff, or they want to hear Travis really belt, you know, in songs. And so what we do is kind of make a three-tiered list, you know, and we have our slow, more soulful stuff. We have our mid-tempo bluesy things. And then we always make sure we have at least four, like, really hard rocking songs. So that's kind of what makes up a Wild Adriatic record.
And then when you're sequencing the record, is there some magical voodoo that you guys throw out there that makes this happen?
There is. His name is Dustin DeLuke. He's our keys player. Dustin was a touring member of the band for a long time, and now he's like a full-time member of the band. He's kind of a genius. So you kind of give him projects like that. I'm like, hey, Dustin, what's the best order for the record? And that's what he gave back, and he was right.
That's awesome. We're backstage at Cafe Lena. Mateo from Wild Adriatic's with me. The new album is out this week. We're super excited. Tell me about the guys in the band. You guys have been together a long time, and you just said you just added Dustin as an actual member of the band now. Tell me about these guys.
Yeah, so me, Rich, and Travis. Rich is our bass player, Rich Derbyshire, and Travis is our singer and guitar player, Travis Gray. We met in high school. You know, Travis and I met when we were probably 6 years old and started our first band together when he was 13 and I was 15 or something like that. We toured all throughout high school. We met Rich because I was throwing all ages shows at a local Unitarian church and his hardcore band would play. And he was an awesome lead guitar player and just the sweetest guy in the world. So when we needed a bass player, he was like, hey man, I'll try. You know, and he came in and crushed the audition, and we knew, like, a paramount thing being on the road 200 days a year is like, you got to have a great hang. And Rich is the ultimate great hang. He's just the nicest guy in the world. And so we've been, the three of us have been doing this for so long. We've known each other. We know each other's families, we know each other's histories. Dustin kind of came along in 2017, started playing live with us. And Mike around the same time, Mike Oman is our sax player. Dustin DeLuca is our keys player. So now those guys are around a lot more. Dustin's a full-time member and Mike plays with Mahali. And so he's on the road a lot. So we are very lucky when we can get Mike to come play a show, because not only is he phenomenal, but he's very busy.
Mateo from Wild Adriatics here. Mateo, tell me about, where do these songs come from? Do you all write them, or do individual people write songs and bring them to the band?
For this record, I would say it's hyper collaborative. Every song was written in a room together, came from just like a single riff or a single vocal melody and turned into full songs together. And then lyrically, there's songs on the record that were largely fueled by one person, you know what I mean? So I think like I have a real special connection to a few songs on the record that have lines that are very specifically about me or my relationship, but each song has lines from each of our lives. So I think it makes all the songs super special to us.
It's very personal.
Yeah. And personal to a group, which is tough to do. You know what I mean? It's very specific, yet it's very universal.
But it sounds like you guys are like best buds, even brothers.
We are. And that comes with the struggles of brotherhood as well. But I think now we're in the healthiest place we've ever been in. We're openly communicating, got a lot of love in the group, and we're just grateful that we get to do anything. The fact that we still get called to do shows, or that anyone wants to buy our record, like, it just blows us away.
That's awesome. Mateo, this is a great record. Wild Adriatic is the band. Wild Adriatic is the album. Very exciting.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so proud of it. And I just want to say we're keeping it off streaming services. So if you want to hear this record, you can. It's available, just not on Spotify.
Okay. And where should folks go? Should they visit your website?
WildAdriatic.band.
.band.
Yes.
Awesome.
Someone else got .com when we went on a hiatus.
That's just not right.
They stole it.
Awesome. You want to say anything about this song, New Orleans? This is not the big hit single that we're playing. This is another cool track, though, that you've let us play early.
Yeah, this song means a lot to us. I mean, I think the lyrics kind of date the song. You can tell when it was written, when there was hurricanes and flooding and, you know, shootings and all this stuff, which are still things that are happening today. But we cite specific instances so you can hear when it was written. But it still lands true today. And the chorus, "We gotta walk each other home," is that line, that refrain that comes back. And that's a Ram Dass reference. Be Here Now, that book, has kind of been a big one for me. That line just really sticks with me and it means a lot. So,
Mateo, thank you so much.
Thank you.